Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.
Unfortunately, most of the people that are listening or watching this show have not had the distinct pleasure, I would assume, of meeting Diana Munson. She is one of the great women that I've ever met in my life. I just, every time I'm around her, I just feel good. That's the type of person she is, and she's going to be in town on February 4th for the Thurman Munson dinner, where they give out the Thurman Munson Awards. It'll be at Chelsea Piers, and it benefits the AHRC NYC Foundation. And Diana is nice enough to join us now on the show. Diana, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
We're doing very, very well. Unfortunately, I thought of you when this tragedy occurred on Sunday, because the thing I could relate when I was younger was August 2nd of 1979 when Thurman died. Is that what came to your mind when you heard the news?
Well, obviously it was, it impacted me a little differently than most people, because it brought back all of those memories that I think I've tried to suppress for a number of years. But it was pretty raw, and you know, the wounds open up. You just don't realize it, but it brings it all back to you.
Is there, I mean, there's no handbook for this, Diana. Just a lot of people don't experience it, thank God. What would you tell Vanessa Bryant, what she's going through? What would you tell, how do you get through it?
Well, you know, obviously everybody's grief is different, and I certainly am not trying to compare tragedies, because there is no comparison other than the fact that these were athletes and men in the prime of their life. I would just pray that she has friends, family, her faith to sustain her. You know, I was blessed enough to have all of these people around me, and I think that that's what got me through it. And basically the fact that she has young children. Young children kind of demand that you be present, and thank God they do, because I think they really helped get me through those first couple of days especially.
As you mentioned, having people around you, a close family, helps. But what's so unique about what you went through is publicly, you're dealing with it with so many strangers who are feeling emotions. Having this all happen publicly, Diana, did it help or hinder the process of mourning?
It's interesting that you say that, because at the time, I didn't really appreciate how much love I was receiving from strangers and from fans. And as the days went on, I realized that Thurman wasn't just loved by his family. He was loved by a nation, and especially New York. I mean, when you're able to see someone who didn't even know him just stand at the stadium and cry these overwhelming tears, you realize the impact that your husband has had on all of these people. And that actually helped you. And through the 40 years, the fans have helped me way more than they will ever realize.
At some point, Diana, does it sort of change where, you know, a lot of times people say with really tragic death that at first when you think of the person, all you can do is cry. And then as the years go on, sometimes, God willing, when you think of the people, you tend to laugh and have smiles. As time went on, I'm guessing those run-ins with fans became more and more meaningful because they keep your husband's memory alive.
Well, that's exactly what happens. The fans, they always thank me for doing different events and for remembering Thurman and keeping his legacy alive. But really, I'm thanking them, because without their love and support, I couldn't do all of these things. I think it's the way you have to look at a tragedy that happens in your life. you're so raw in the beginning, and no words and no hugs, and really there's very little that can help you through it other than your faith. But as time goes on, you start realizing that when people share their memories, you see a different side of the person you love. And it helped you tremendously. And I'm hoping that at some time, Vanessa will be able to look back and realize how blessed we both were. Unbelievable men, and they impacted the entire country.
Diana Munson is our guest here on the Michael Kay Show. I'm amazed sometimes, Diana, because they show videos at Yankee Stadium of Thurman's career, and they do that often during the year. And I see people that are 20, 25, you know, standing there and staring. Sometimes like they're crying. And it seems like Thurman's spirit has been passed down from generation to generation because those people weren't even alive when Thurman played. Does that blow you away when you see that?
More than you could ever know. I cannot believe how much love that I feel from the fans and that I see. At one time, I saw three men with number 15 on. There was a grandfather, a father, and the grandson. And they were calling me over, and they just wouldn't let it go. And so I walked over. I didn't see that they had number 15 on. So when I walked over to them, they turned around to show me 15. And the grandfather said, "Yes, my grandson knows all about Thurman Munson, who in my eyes was the greatest Yankee of all time." Well, things like that will stay with me forever. And they were crying. So I know how much he meant to them. I just don't think he would have ever realized the impact that he's had on so many people.
I was just about to ask you that. Did he ever realize how much people loved him?
He did not. He did realize that New York appreciated him. You know, that was obvious. They always let him know, no matter what he did during a game, they let him know that he was their guy. But I don't think even he, he would probably be scratching his head going, 40 years later, you all still remember me and love me. And I think that is just the most amazing thing, especially for my family. When we come into the stadium and, you know, the kids were little, they were 4, 7, and 9. So to see that their dad is still loved and revered at Yankee Stadium means a lot to all of us.
No, he died wanting to be with his family. That's why he learned to be a pilot. Did you ever feel any problem with baseball, the grind of baseball, that the schedule is so demanding that kind of decision had to be made in the first place?
You know, no, it is what it is. I mean, you know, I'm not sure what it is now, but it was 162 games and then obviously spring training. Mm. But that's how you become a family. You know, when Thurman's accident happened, I grieved for the Yankee family that he was leaving behind also. Because if you remember, you saw those men on the field, and all of them were crying, and all of them were heartbroken. And when you have a tragedy like that, you know, just like the Bryant family, you're really never the same. Of course you go on, and of course you move forward in your life, but it changes you forever.
I was wondering that, and I didn't know if I wanted to go there, but do you ever get over it? Do you ever get over the suddenness? I mean, because I would, you know, just as a fan growing up, Diana, it was a nightmare to me. Do you sometimes just think you're going to wake up and it was just a bad dream?
Well, as time goes on, it gets better, but it never fully goes away. You know, you just don't have your husband walk out the door and be completely healthy and, you know, never come home again, never to see him again. But I always think how lucky I was to have had him. I think when you turn your thinking around and you realize it's what you've had, not what you've lost, then I think you can go on and you're maybe a little stronger for it.
Diana, thank you for sharing this. I look forward to seeing you on February 4th, as always, and my best to you and your family.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Diana Munson. Strong stuff, and you don't get over it. How do you get over it? I mean, there's a huge hole in your heart.
Well, you're never the same. You're never the same. The standard for what, I guess, your standard for what happy means, your standard for what complete means, your standard for comfortable, all those things sort of change. But, you know, People are amazing, though. Like, people have this amazing way when you think, if that ever happened to me, everyone goes, I would die. Mm-hmm. I would never be able to make it. Everyone says it. I remember when Alexa's brother passed, I watched people say this. Well, if I was her parents, I just wouldn't make it, you know? And her parents love Spencer as much as anyone loves their child that passes. They do make it. You do. It's unfathomable if you haven't had to do it. But somehow, Vanessa Bryant will do it. She somehow will do it. Her and those girls will pull together and somehow do it.
And I think Diana brought up a good point. When there are other children involved, you have to do it.
You have to.
You're not going to leave them alone.
Right. You're going to give up and tell them at two who are tiny children and one who's a 17-year-old, hey, sorry, life's screwed. We're just all going to be miserable for the rest of our lives. No, of course. They will have to fight on. And, of course, it's the club no one wants to be a member of.
Right.
But with the people who are in that club, they lean on each other and they do find a way.
And you've met Diana, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's
remarkable. And you can tell that in a weird way, the horrible tragedy of her life has also defined her purpose. And she's turned it into something that in some ways brings positivity to her life and to other people, as crazy as that may be to think of.
Right.
Somehow the world works in mysterious ways, and the person Vanessa Bryant is today is not at all the person she's going to be when she's Diana Munson's age. You know, she will find her way somehow.
Well, we thought that it was important to talk to Diana and also remind everybody about the dinner that's coming up on February 4th at Chelsea Pier. So you can go to the website, AHRC website, and if you want to go, there'll be a lot of New York sports stars there. I'm fortunate enough that I'll be emceeing the event as I've been doing for the past couple of years. And as I always say, I will keep doing that event as long as Diana Munson continues to ask. That's the type of person she is. Well, it's the biggest heavyweight title fight in decades as world champion Deontay Wilder faces lineal champ Tyson Fury live from Las Vegas. The two undefeated heavy hitters square off for the second time in the most anticipated rematch in recent heavyweight history. Saturday, February 22nd at 9 p.m. It's live on pay-per-view. I will take more phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.